The Gospels according to love. Luke chapter 5. Jesus chooses the 12, April 6, 2005. In time, people began to press upon Jesus to hear the word of love, and so he ministered to them. As it happened one day, Jesus stood by the lake of Gennesaret, where he saw the ships standing, the fishermen gone out of them, washing their net. Jesus entered into one of the ships, Simon's ship. Jesus asked Simon if he would thrust him out a little from shore. When Jesus left the shore, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep, and then let your nets down for the draught." Simon said to Jesus, "Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, we will let down the net." At this being done, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and their net broke. Calling to their partners in the other ship, they asked them to come and help. Their partners came and filled both ships with fish so full that they began to sink. Upon seeing this, Simon Peter fell down before Jesus and said, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he, being greatly astonished, together with Simon, at the draught of the fish, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, they were the partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Fear not, from here on you shall catch men." When they brought their ships to shore, they sacrificed all and followed Jesus. When Jesus was in a certain city, there was a man stricken with leprosy, who upon seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought Jesus, saying, "Lord, if it be your will you make me clean?" Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, "I have made you clean." Immediately the leprosy departed from him. Jesus charged him, "You tell no one, but go and show yourself to the priest." Jesus spoke to the man healed of the leprosy, saying, "Offer for your cleansing according to what Moses commanded for a testimony to them." From this, so much more, there went a fame abroad of Jesus. Great multitudes came together to hear and be healed by Christ of their infirmities. From time to time, Jesus withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. It happened on a certain day while Jesus was teaching that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by. They were out of every town in Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. The power of love was present to heal them. Some men brought in a bed with a man that was taken with palsy. They sought to bring him to lay him before Jesus, but could not find a way because of the multitude. So they went up on the housetop and let him down through the ceiling into the midst before Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to them, "Man, your sins are forgiven." The scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, "Who is this which speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sin but love alone?" Jesus perceived their thoughts and answered them, "What is it that you reason in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say your sins are forgiven or to say rise up and walk?" This is so you will know the Son of Love has power on earth to forgive sin. Then to the sick of palsy, Jesus says, arise, take up your couch and go into your house. Immediately he rose up before them and took the couch where he had lain and departed to his house, glorifying love. All those present become amazed, began glorifying love. Yet they were full of fear and said among themselves, we have seen strange things these days. After these things, Jesus went forth and saw the publican named Levi, who sat at the receipt of custom. Jesus said to Levi, follow me. Levi left up, rose all, and followed Jesus. Levi made Jesus a great feast in his house. There was a great company of publicans and of others that sat down with them. The scribes and Pharisees murmured against Jesus. Disciples, why do you eat and drink with publicans and sinners? Jesus answered them, said, they who are whole do not need a physician. The ones who are sick, they need a physician. I came not to call the loving, but the unloving to repentance. They said to Jesus, why do the disciples of John fast often and make prayers? Likewise, the disciples of the Pharisees, but yours eat and drink. Jesus said to them, can we make the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they shall fast. Jesus spoke another parable to them. No one puts a piece of new garment upon old. Otherwise, then the new makes a tear, and the new does not agree with the old. No one puts new wine into old bottles, or the new wine will burst the old bottles and be spilled. The bottles shall perish. New wine should be put into new bottles, and both are preserved. No one having drank the old wine right away desires new, for when set, the old wine is better.